Well, hello guys, just a quick video here. So I don't know whether you heard, but some of the femons in the US apparently are gonna go on sex strike. Well, I wonder if that'll work out just as well as when they just went on strike for one day. Of course, nobody really remembers it because nobody noticed. But they're going on sex strike because the males voted for Trump. And of course, the reason why femons didn't like that is because Trump is a man. And he acts like a man. And the femons are scared they're going to lose all their sort of privileges. I didn't think they had any. Well, that's according to them, that is. Oh, maybe they do. Because if a femon can't get the money from the male, which is basically all they really want, they take the male to court and charge them with something. And the courts go along with it. Because the trouble is that femons need sex just as much as males. Probably more. They need it for the attention, for the validation. Then femons don't work very well in a team. Sure, they have the herd mentality. But when it comes down to it, femons think about themselves only. So sex will still carry on, of course. The femons will just lie that they're not having it, or not doing it with their man, to try and manipulate the male. But let's think about it. How important, how entitled do they believe they really are? And of course, they're also proving the only thing that they really have is sex. If a man knows he's never ever going to have sex with a femon, then he won't waste his time on them. Lots of men put up with the lies, the deceit, the chaos, the drama, just to get sex with them. But more and more men are waking up. They're not willing to degrade themselves, because they can get sex pretty much anywhere nowadays. But of course, it's just another thing for femons to create. Chaos. Drama. But it'll be the same as before, and once again, the femons talk the talk, but they don't do the walk. But the femons that do try it on their males, they'll be surprised, because they'll create more and more MGTOW men. Of course, many, many years ago, and went on for a very long time, femons used their manipulative ways on their husbands. You know, they wouldn't talk to their husbands for 3 days to manipulate him in some way. And you used to see that when a man's been married, say, 25, 30 years. He's just a shell of himself. Basically, his balls have been removed. You see, the thing is that males have evolved. Femons are using the same tactics they used hundreds of years ago. And it doesn't look like they're going to change their playbook anytime soon. Femons are in a far lower position in society than they ever have been. And the femons have done it all themselves. Young males are seeing all the scams and the lies and deceit and the extortion that femons use. And they're protecting themselves and their money. Males have seen spending time and money on one femon makes no difference to that femon at all. It doesn't mean anything to her. So males are playing the old pump and dump. Less hassle. Maury could spend 15 to 20 years with a femon, and at the end of it, she can take all his stuff. And tell him what a horrible man he always was. I don't know, guys, which one would you choose? Do you see, the funny thing is that femons believe that they have the power. Well, in actual fact, it's the males that actually have the real power. Walk away, gentlemen. Because modern femons have absolutely nothing to offer. But just think how mentally delusional they must be. To think that they can get you to vote for somebody just because of their vagina. Have a good day, gentlemen. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Leaves it kind of open, doesn't it? Take it easy.